The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and every other week we bring you a conversation, an interview, a discussion. Well, we talk amongst our members and share their specialties, their skills, and how that can affect your business in a positive way. We talk to large-scale business owners. We talk to small business owners here within the chamber in a wide variety of specialties from banking, manufacturing, retail, restaurant, specialty services, and today, consulting. How much do you think you know about your business, and how much do you think you're getting out of your business at this point? Well, some of us need a little help. We need a little personal coaching from time to time, whether you're in sales or whether you're in executive leadership. From Southwestern Consulting, we're very happy at this point to bring us into this conversation, Jay Desiderio. Jay is with Southwestern Coaching. He elevates lives every day, and we'll tell you why. Jay, welcome to the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Hi, Ray. Thank you very much for having me here. Honored to join you on the podcast and offer what I can to our members.
Well, as anyone, I think, who runs a business and operates from a leadership perspective, whether you're a president of an organization, business owner, you carry the weight of that leadership, the financial weight of it, human resources, product development, service development, whatever it may be. So we'll talk about leadership in this program, but also sales, you know, just how you can push your product out there and grow your business. Growth is so critical. So let's talk about people first, because that's who you're going to be talking with, are the people, and how you establish personalities, getting to know somebody. So if I'm coming to you and I'm saying, you know, listen, my business is kind of stagnant. I'm cycling through employees. I'm struggling right now. I don't really know where I'm going with my business. I need help. What's our first consultation going to be like?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ray. And what we'll do as a company and as a whole is look at an organization and we'll ask really good questions that are directed towards the why. What's going on internally? Is it something that is built into the process that can be tweaked? Or is it the process as a whole that needs to be changed? It's a holistic approach to depending on the circumstances and what that client is looking to accomplish.
Well, I think, of course, we're all different people, and you certainly in your line of work have met different personality types and people who are procrastinators, people who are very checkmark, goal-oriented. We have the socializers, the deep thinkers, you know, and then we have the people who are maybe a little bit more contained. You know, they're not quite as gregarious, or maybe in a one-on-one situation, they come across as a little aloof. How do you work through all the different personalities and identify them?
Yeah, we use a system called Navigate, and Navigate entails that defining different personalities, whether they're, we call them entertainers, counselors, detectives, or fighters. And there can be a crossover in between any of those personalities and have dominant in one trait, a little bit less of the others. And what we do is we'll tailor our conversations to those folks on how they need to refine their businesses. So I'll give you an example. So fighters, we find fighters are difficult to work with. They're very structured. They're very to the point, and they look for a lot of details, but they don't want to waste any time. The detectives, on the other hand, they are the accountants. They need to know every bit of detail before they make a decision. They get stuck in a lot of procrastination, like you mentioned before. How do we get them over that hump? And then there are also what we call the entertainers. So the entertainers like to be in front of people. They like to be life of the party. They're always good at networking events. They're great at conversation. They can keep it light. And then the other is the counselor. And the counselor is the person who is concerned about the entire group, is concerned about the individual. When they make decisions, it's based on what the outcome will be for the group as a whole. So depending on the style of the manager, there are certain areas that we can work on. So let's say counselors have a bit of hesitation on pulling the trigger because they're not sure on how decisions are going to affect the entire group. So what they tend to do is procrastinate. And we get them to actually put a plan in place and take action. And the fighters, we get them to soften up a little bit so that their team can open up to them. Okay? The detectives, on the other hand, they are slow to move. Right? They need all the details before they make a decision. And sometimes that takes too long when they should just start to implement right away and then work through it. So that's the way we go about tackling who we're in front of. And this comes down not only to management, but it comes down to individuals in sales and how they ascertain who they're talking to in front of them. And what's the best style? Everybody likes to buy things. Everything we have and touch and own is bought. Who they buy it from is the key. People buy from people who they like and can relate to. Everyone likes to buy, but not everyone likes to be sold the same way. So we figure out who the audience is and what's the best method of connecting with them.
So we learn about the people that you're consulting. Let's talk about manager. Let's talk about sales staff and just, you know, building, I guess, sort of a sense of integrity and trust. It's almost like an implicit trust in the workplace. So when you advise somebody and you consult somebody on this, how do you help them determine to build confidence, to build a sense of forward motion, I guess you could say?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And we work with this with our clients all the time who are in leadership, who own companies, who own branches, or executive managers. What they do and what we help them to do is establish a relationship with each of those managers. So finding out not only professionally what's important and setting goals, but also finding out the why behind why they go after those goals. Why are they there? What's important to them? Why are they in that career? Who at home is going to benefit from how well they do or suffer from how well they don't do in the office? So when we break this down, we start to build out a vision for our clients. We have our managers share their vision with their team. Their team in turn shares their vision with management. Then there's a mutual understanding of what's important to each party. So let's say, Ray, you and I were working together and I'm the manager. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand what's important to you. I don't know why you do what you do. You kind of just come in at 8, 9, work your day, go home at 5. We talk about numbers. We talk about, did you hit your goals? Okay. But does that really drive you to do better in the office? Does that drive me to help you more? So now let's say, Ray, you come to me and say, hey, Jay, you know, I come to you and say, Ray, what's really important to me is being the best version of myself that I can. For my family, my friends, for my team, for you. I want to help you get to where you want to go. But what is it? Where do you want to be? And if you came to me and said, hey, Jay, you know, my ultimate goal is to retire at a certain age, to have this amount of money in the bank account, to have, let's say, VRBOs and own them, and getting maybe kids to college. Okay, now I can work with you. Now I found out you why. If cars or money or things like that are important too, we can get all to that. But basically, most people say their family and their time they spend is the most important thing to them.
Yes.
So now I establish a relationship with you. And I'm going to check with you throughout the time that we're working together to make sure you're on track to hit those end goals. What we do from there, and now I share my goals with you as well. Now you know my goals are to help you, to help the team, to help my family, to get my kids into college, right? To eventually retire. Right? Now we understand each other. Now we can go back and we can look at the goals and say, okay, here's what the goals are for short term. We reverse engineer all the goals into what it looks like, let's say a year. We break it down by month, then we break it down by week. We'll break the week down to days. What does the activity look like in that day? If we're not hitting our goals in year one or two, we can't get to year three or four. If you go very granular on how it looks, that breaks down to what we're doing each and every day.
Interesting.
That backs into our calendar. If we have the activity there, we're going to hit the goals surely by the numbers. If we don't have the activity, then of course we're not going to hit the goals for the week. We're not going to hit the goals for the month. We're not going to hit them for the year. I mean, essentially, you're not going to hit the vision that you plan for yourself and your family.
Many of us have gone home at the end of the day who are uncoached, and in all walks of life, I'm sure this is a transparent share for everybody who's listening, said, wow, my day just got away from me. So how do you talk with people about being less reactive and being more proactive so that you don't have that feeling at the end of the day that you're in control of your day, you're in control of your time, and you're not just like that manic hockey goalie kicking out pucks all day?
Oh, yeah. Colleague of mine, his name is Bob Moses. And he says all the time, master your time and master your life. How we do that is break that down on the calendar. And each of my clients, at first, until they get up to where they want to be, will send me a screenshot of their calendars of what it looks like per week. Planning out the calendar in the beginning of the week to create the intentional time during work hours. Is there prospecting? Is there leadership development? Are executives taking the time to get to know each person on their team? We call those personal conferences. Are they having those each and every week? Are they consistent? An employee's consistency will only reflect the managers or the executives' consistency on the team. When the manager builds in the consistency into his own calendar, it's easy to teach the people that work for him to do and reflect the same schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's important if you have that kind of calendar organization. Many of us, with good intentions, put things into our calendars and have our day sort of mapped out and planned. But because we're living now in this online era where we have 1.5 hour, 1 hour blocks of time, rather than those in the moment interactions within the office, we're scheduling things. Have you seen a change in your consulting with people who are struggling with this use of new technology, that they're finding it very difficult, that they feel like they have to fill up the hour, that fill up the half hour, or they can have a little bit of flexibility of having that 17-minute meeting or that 36-minute meeting. They don't have to be adhering to filling up the Zoom time that's on that digital calendar.
The best part about having a digital calendar is you can drag and drop whatever you need to wherever. So we both know that our schedules, things come up, meetings come up. If I have kids, I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, things will come up for them. They might have soccer practice. It might get canceled. Basketball practice. My daughter's visiting colleges. I can drag and drop meetings that I have booked in my calendar to another time. I never miss them. Not only personal items on the calendar, not only business items on the calendar, but you can also have personal items. We build it out with our clients so that when they master their time, they don't miss anything going on. They can plan 6 months ahead and see what it looks like. The flexibility within the calendar is just dragging and dropping and creating time. If it's on your calendar, you'll do it, as long as you're disciplined enough to look at it. We teach folks how to use their time so well that it's almost creating an eighth day in the week.
That's excellent. That's great. Well, I'd love to hear some of your pleasure points, if you will, you know, in your consulting business. You worked with someone, you've had sort of the before and after stories, Jay. So give us some insight on the joy of your job. So when you work with someone, you've transformed their capacity, even their personal life capacity, to reach their goals, set their goals, but also to generate more revenue for the business, to be more organized. Talk about some of the success and what gives you pleasure in your work.
Yeah, I had a client call this morning with a fellow named Randy. He's down in Texas. He's a mortgage broker. And he was looking to manage his time, just like we're talking about. And he's looking to grow his book. And at the same time, he said, you know, I go for walks with my wife. And I'm more helpful around the house. And I build in the time to do it. Now, I have other clients who create a guy named Dane. Awesome. Love him. He's down in Louisiana. And he is in sales for construction. Built his dream house. He's in the middle right now building his dream house on the property he always wanted. Renewed his vows with his wife. He's a team leader, and his focus is on service to others. It's not about what he can make or earn. And we focus on that too, is the importance of service and the people we're in front of. Zig Ziglar said, if you give enough people what they want, eventually you'll get what you want in return. And it's very true. The focus towards others will actually give our own results, give us our own results.
Perfect. Well, I know some people would love to have a consult with you, initial consulting, know what you can do. So if they want to get a hold of you, Jay, give us the first meeting and how we want to be prepared. If anybody wants to contact you with Southwestern Consulting to sit down and get to know a little bit about how they can get organized and be better coached to improve their life and improve their business. So how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Best way is you can give me a call just directly. It's the number is 203-442-4474. That rings to my cell. Or email is J, the letter J, then Desiderio at southwesternconsulting.com.
Excellent. Learned a lot. Business, personal coaching too. Improving everything, your efficiency, bottom line. It's great. Learn new methods and new ways of how you can get to your goals and achieve them. Jay Desiderio, Southwestern Consulting. Thanks for being with us on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Appreciate you, Ray. Thank you very much.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewsen@quinnchan.com.